Thank you, Jan. I was just interested to hear more about the wholeheartedness, the qualities of wholeheartedness, because you mentioned that the English language does not afford a word that captures it. And I think there's something that I'm hearing, or perhaps I've experienced, that can go from non-attachment, dispassion, but could also be apathy.
Yes,
which is not helpful in the world.
Yeah.
Because there's no purpose. So this is, what's the continuum? It feels like this should be a continuum towards something.
Yes, and that's that. That's where, and I think any language has its own sort of biases or limitations. But certainly for, like English is a great language for describing objects. But for describing mental states, it's pretty limited, or emotional states. You have to learn how to play with it, play with the language. But you just that sense of disenchantment and dispassion, that in English it can come across as a bit cold, whereas in, say, in the Pali, that's intrinsically wholesome. As soon as you use the word that's associated with, those are immediately bright states of mind that are the culmination of a continuum of building on basis of, like, there's a progression in the suttas. It has many different beginning points, reflection, sila, motivation in Dhamma, faith, and then from those different starting points, then there's the arising of a sense of delight, and then with delight there's a sense of joy. From joy, there's a sense of tranquility. From tranquility, there's a sense of happiness. From happiness, then there's concentration. So that usually we skip all those other things. We just want to get to the concentration part. from that samadhi, concentration, there's the arising of clear vision and clear knowledge and vision of the way things truly are. And then it's from that knowledge and vision of the way things truly are that's been based on these bright, wholesome states, then there's the arising of disenchantment. And so it's not a, oh crap, it's impermanent. It's sort of, wow, look at that. It's exhilarating. It's uplifting. I don't want to go. Oh, I really want to let that go. And then from disenchantment, there's dispassion. And so those are even more refined states built on this cascade of well-being. So it's really, sometimes you have to get the context of how the Buddha uses language, and then also what those intrinsically there, because I was saying, as a Abhidhamma analysis of those words, and those are completely wholesome.
And I suppose just hearing what you're saying, is there an element of non-importance? What I mean by that is that things lose their importance that we give them, and therefore
it's like losing the flavor. It's not that the flavor of it is just not so enticing. It doesn't become so, because just in terms of we're we incline to what we think is delicious and exciting and interesting. And then that doesn't become so important anymore. What becomes important is clarity and stability.